Amen. I want to read a few verses tonight from Acts chapter number 3. If you want out a Bible, come look with me there. Acts chapter 3. We'll have a word of prayer when I'm through tonight. Just feel like go ahead and preach. Acts chapter 3, have some prayer requests, a few prayer items tonight. Acts chapter 3, I'm just going to read a verse. You know, I preach from this tonight if the Holy Spirit will help me. And the Bible said in verse 10, "And they knew it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." And this man had been born lame. He's born lame. The Bible said that if you read the scriptures. And this man tonight, thank God, was put at the gate every day because he was born with this physical affliction. Now, it wasn't uncommon for people to sit outside of a temple or sit outside some kind of worship place. Amen. As they would go in, they would beg for alms. And they was looking for a gift. That's what they was looking for. They didn't have no other means of making it, and that's what they did. In their life. And of course, they went. Peter and John went to their prayer. It was 3 o'clock in the evening. They prayed three times a day. I think it was 9, 12, and 3. And they was going together, and this man was begging for alms. And here, Peter and John, you got to remember the prior chapter. They had just been filled with the Holy Ghost. They had the power of God on them. And they went, thank He dwells in our body tonight. Thank God for that. So anyway, amen. If you look at this thing, thank God. John, Peter fastened his eyes upon him, which John said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to see some of them. And then Peter said this. He said, "Silver and gold have I none." No modern day preacher much could say that. Silver was recognized in that day. That's what they said. This man's got some silver. It was recognized as that's what they term money for. Amen. He said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Notice this here, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And so we know this man here was lame. He had no strength. Amen. No doubt that he was born, the Bible said this way, and also, amen, he had never had walked before. He was always carried out there and laid there. And we find tonight, and I got to thinking about this as I was reading it. Amen. The Bible said here, if you read this, this man over 40 years old, and he said he leaping and stood up and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God. I got to thinking about that, and I come up with a little thought here on why people don't walk with God. The reason is they ain't never walked. Amen. This man never had walked in real life. Amen. He never had praised God. He was outside the temple looking for something, a temporary gain. Amen. Something that would help him. He did, like I say, he couldn't work. He couldn't do nothing else. And he went there to beg. Amen. But they had something more for him that day, thank God, than what he was looking for. Amen. And they said, "We don't have no silver or gold to give you, but thank God what I have, I'll give you." I found out tonight that's all we never give, what we got. Amen. Thank God, preachers, we can't give it unless we got it. Amen. That's right. Brethren, listen. You got to have something, amen, to give something. And brethren, there's a whole lot better things to give than that. Thank God, in monetary gain. Amen. There's a whole lot better things to give than that, Brother Robert, to your children. And what they did a while ago around this altar here. I recited the scripture. There's more value for the soul of them. You could have all kind of inheritance for them. But one day it's going to perish. Everything we own, amen, it's going to be somebody else's one day. Thank God, friend, every bit of, thank God, what I've got. Amen, it's going to be handed down. The land I live on was somebody's before. Amen, I got there. Amen. And it's always going to be like this. You'll never get rich in this world. Amen, that you can keep it. Thank God, my friend. Thank God, Jesus said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust doth not creep in and steal. And we find here this man. Thank God, got healed. Amen. And when he did, he started walking God's way. Amen. And that's exactly what happens when a man gets saved. Amen. When he's touched by the power of God. Amen. He's got a song in his heart and he's got praise on his lips. He got the praise in God in the temple. And brethren, listen, when he got the praise in God, they said, what happened to him? Thank God, something's different about him. They knew where he sat and they knew what he asked for. But now, thank God, he's got something greater. Amen. In his life, he's healed. Amen. For the first time he walked in his life, had strength in his ankle bones. Amen. Got up, thank God, and walked with them into the temple. Amen. And the Bible said he was leaping. Amen. Thank God, he was happy about it. Thank God. I'm wondering, thank God, how long he done it. Amen. They said he praised God. He was leaping and praising God. And they saw him doing it. Amen. Here's a man, thank God. One day he's lame and the next day in the same hour. Amen. Thank God, now he's leaping and praising God. Amen. Amen. Listen to me tonight. You know why people don't walk with God? They can't walk. Amen. That man never praised God till he got his strength. Amen. And Jesus done something for him. Amen. They said to him, he said, it don't look on us. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. He said that in the word of God. Peter saw it. He said, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? For you look on us earnestly. He said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son Jesus, who ye delivered up and denied him. Thank God he rose again. Amen. Thank God, friend, I'm just saying tonight, amen. Thank God. You know how you walk with God? Amen. You get healed by God. Amen. You'll never walk with him. He does a supernatural act in your life. Thank God. He had to do that for you. Amen. The night you got saved, the morning you got saved, thank God it happened within you. Amen. What happened to that man? I remember working at Bendix when God saved me. Amen. I had a lot of people come and say, what happened to you? Amen. There was a vast difference. Amen. I wasn't religious. I was a rascal. Amen. But I'm telling you, when God saved me, he changed my conduct. Amen. He changed, thank God, my character. He changed my desires. He changed my language. He changed what I loved. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God I had something to cry. Amen. To shout about. Thank God. I'm telling you, the first time I ever got in a meeting where somebody got to praising God, I said, I like that. Amen. Amen. I didn't do it with them, but I sure did entertain it. Amen. It took a while, thank God, for it to get let go. But I'm telling you tonight, thank God, if he ever touches you, thank God, you won't have to have anybody, thank God, to tell you to praise him. Amen. To God, you'll praise him. Thank God, because he done something for you. Thank God, my friend, for good. Amen. Thank God for that. Bless the Lord for it. Amen. Those of us here, I like this. He said, and all the people saw him. All the people saw him. He wasn't ashamed. Amen. We're just too ashamed Amen. To let go and let God. Amen. I was talking to Brother Danny today. And we know there's a lot of wildfire in this religious ranks. But thank God for real fire. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, there is a Holy Ghost that lives in every born-again believer. Amen. He is God in us. Amen. The Spirit of Christ in us. Amen. Do you not think, thank God, Jesus said, amen, over there when he rode into Jerusalem. Amen. And, amen. There's a praising him. Amen. He said they did in the rocks would. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, friend. Thank God. He desires praise. Amen. I'm telling you, we fall short on it. Amen. Praise is an expression from the heart in adoration to our God. Amen. Testify. Praise Him. Shout. Amen. When God gets in you, thank God in fullness. Amen. There'll be some, thank God, some expression. Amen. I'm honest with you tonight. I do run on emotions too much. Amen. I've just got that in me. I'm just the way it is. Amen. I do run on them. Amen. That means that can be good or that can be bad. Amen. But I really like it, thank God, when I feel something from Him. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, that's the way I run my life. I wish I, thank God, had a little difference sometimes. But sometimes you got to stir that up within you. Amen. Thank God, He said, stir up the gift that's within you. Amen. Friend, listen. This world saw all dead religion. A Sardis church was a name that lived, was dead. I don't like Dennis. I'm glad, thank God, tonight that God Almighty saw fit in His sovereignty and His goodness to say, I'll meet with them people down there at Westside Baptist Church. Amen. There's a place to praise Him. There's a place to worship Him. There's a place He inhabits Himself. Thank God, I'm telling you, if He's in you tonight, it don't take a whole lot of us to start the fire. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you this, brethren. This man didn't care what anybody thought. Thank God he never had walked, and now he is. And he's a leaping and praising God. And there was people in the temple. Thank God saw him. And they said, I saw him sitting outside. And now he's in here. Amen. Amen. I'm telling them preachers, thank God got in trouble for it. But I'm telling you, it wasn't them. It was God that done it. Amen. Amen. I've been accused of some things. Amen. I guess every preacher has. Amen. Family members get mad, thank God, when people get saved. Amen. And they ain't got control over them no more. Amen. They don't like the way they're acting. Amen. I tell you, friend. Amen. They said I was crazy. They said you took it too far. I don't believe Jesus will ever stand at the judgment and look at me and say, Joel, you just done too much. You praised me too much. Amen. Ain't gonna happen, friend. Amen. He might say you didn't praise me enough. Amen. But I'm telling you, listen, I take a committee of one, that's you and him. Amen. And get to it. Amen. You don't even have to be in here to do it. Amen. You can have a fit somewhere else. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, brother, tonight, the people that, the reason people don't praise him, they ain't walking with him. Why? They're lame. Amen. There's a lot of lame church members tonight. Amen. They're sitting and they're not doing anything. And what they need is Jesus. Amen. To come by and resurrect them out of the place they're in. Amen. Give them strength in their own body and in their spirit to praise Him. I'm telling you, brethren, listen. Thank God the church ought to be. Amen. Exemplifying that before others. They'll never see that you really love God until there's some expressions of it. Amen. Some tears, some joy. Amen. Thank God to rejoice in Him evermore. Praise God. Amen. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Thank God He done something you nobody else could. He became your Savior. That's personal. And He lives in you tonight. Thanks be unto God. And we ought to praise Him tonight because that's who He is tonight. Amen. Thank God, I tell you, friend. Are you listening? Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. I understand and know, brother, listen. I don't have to have amens for the priest, but they'll help every once in a while. Amen. But I'm telling you, what to help a man more than that. Amen. To know God's a helping the other people. Amen. Knowing the Holy Ghost is a helping other people. Amen. I say, preacher, I'm through the trial. I'm going through the hard time. Amen. We all do, friend. Thank God. I'm telling you, Paul laid on that ship. Amen, brother, listen, in dark days. things. Amen. Till he got a word from God. And he said, I believe God. Amen. God delivered him to the island. Amen. God was faithful. But a lot of times we don't have, amen, a heart. Amen. That's got the joy. It's got heaviness. But did not, amen, James say, I count it all joy that you enter divers, temptations, trials, for knowing the trying of your faith, work at patience, that God's a working in your life, glory to God. Thank God, I told Brother Dennis, we was went to that little meeting the other night, and I had good liberty to praise, and I enjoyed it, amen. I don't know if anybody else did, but I sure did. Thank God, when I got back in the bed, amen, I told my wife the next morning, I said it was so real in me, thank God. I could have got up and preached 15 minutes to her by the bedside. That's how the stirring was. It was a good little meeting. Amen. But I told him. It's talking about what people go through. And I know it's went through a lot of the surgeries. And I said, God, use that in your life. Amen. Thank God, sincerity and genuineness. Amen. To humble us. Thank God that we know we got to depend on him. Hey, there's a joy in a man's heart tonight that's been strengthened by the hand of God. Amen. This man laid there for over 40 years. Amen. Now he's a leaping and praising in the house of God. Amen. How many times you see people, thank God, my friend, be touched by the Master. Amen. No matter how old they are. Amen. Next time you see them, thank God, they're praising God. I tell you, I couldn't even act like he did. Amen. But I'm telling you, listen, there's been some times, thank God, that I, amen to God, I got with it, amen, and let God have his way, amen. Well, why'd they say them men act like they're drunk? That's what they said in Acts 2. Amen. It's being the third hour of the day. Amen. That's what he said, didn't he? Amen. He's leaping and praising God. He said, what happened to him? He saw what happened to him. Amen. There'll be, listen, friend. Me and Brother Jeremy's talking this afternoon. And he said, what about people who work around? How do we need a witness all the time to them? I said, if God opened the door. But I'm telling you, the greatest witness is your life. Amen. Listen, he said, let your light so shine before men that they may what? See. Not just hear, but see. Your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Listen, friend, the psalmist said, he brought me up all set of a horrible pit. At the miry clay, Brother Chris. Amen. We know when we was in that clay and held by sin in the bondage of it. But he said, thank God he brought me up. Amen. I'm glad to be brought up. You say, I'm in the pits. Thank God he can bring you out. Amen. Thank God I've been in the pit myself. In fact, that pit was a dungeon. It was a roaring place. Amen. But I'm telling you, he brought me up, brought so. Out of the horrible pit, thank God. Amen. He established my going. Amen. He put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Notice this. And many shall see it. How are they going to see a song? He didn't say many shall hear it. He said many shall see it. The very countenance of a man's face that's got the glory of God and the joy of Christ in the song he has in his life. There's going to be people in your family to see it. There's going to be people, brother, listen. Amen. There's going to be people that work around you to see it. Amen. Sometime or another. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you. Amen. I'm going to say this tonight. Don't hold back. Amen. Don't keep back. Don't hold back. You're going to bust a rib. Amen. Holding back. Amen. I've done that before. I wanted a letter rip. Amen. I mean, I just said, old Brother Brighton in preaching tonight. I want to get up and preach. And I'm going to tell you this. I done told Brother Logan, he was down here preaching one night, Buddy, it got on me. I said, Lord, God, I just held back. I just ought to God to preach with him. Amen. It's in order. Amen. I'm just saying, thank God, don't hold back. If God gets in you so strong and you feel that rush, amen. And he said, out of your belly shall flow the rivers, that's plural, of living water. Amen. Thank God, let her go, praise. God. I don't care if I'm preaching or not. Amen. If God got on you, get to preaching. Amen. We preach at the same time. Amen. Amen to God. I'm open to the Holy Ghost. And whatever He wants, I'm a candidate. But I'm telling you, if we hold back, we're going to miss the blessing of God in us. That's right. Amen.
Boy, we go down that road, son. There's a lot of people have old time meeting in your car. Amen. That's right. Listening to somebody preach, sing. Amen. Meditating on God, just come in and meet with you. Amen. Reach His hand into your heart and touch it. Amen. And give you that joy. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I just read the Bible, friend. It's amazing when you just read it. Amen. One word, when you just come across that word. I was reading that the other night out of Matthew. And He said, I come not to call the righteous. Amen. But then He said, but sinners. Amen. Thank God. When I said, but sinners to repentance. Amen. Something got in my soul. Amen. And no, thank God, that's who He came for. He came for sinners. Sinful man, praise God, Brother Chris. He came for you, Brother Chris. Thank God, He came for you, Brother Keith. Amen. He came for a sinful man. He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Amen. Listen, friend, are you listening? You don't get in unless you called. Amen. I say this, it's a purpose call, and it's a personal call. And when it is, it becomes a powerful call. Amen. It'll move you, son. Amen. Says, how did, thank God, Lazarus come out of the tomb? Lazarus, come forth. That's a call. Zacchaeus, come down. That's a call. Amen. You had a call one day. Amen. Hey, that's right, friend. I'm telling you, you got to have a call. Thank God. He said He came to call. He said, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. He called us to repentance. Thank God, in faith in Christ. I tell you what, stir your heart tonight. Go back to that day. Go back to that place. Amen. That God got a hold of your heart. Amen, buddy. That's a supernatural act. That God would draw a man to repentance. Through a call, thank God, not only trouble you, thank God, but make you free the same hour, amen. That's right. That's amazing how He can do it. I can't do it, but He can do it. Right. And I'm going to tell you what, Peter and John had the power of God, and they had Christ. He said they gave Him Christ. Amen. But that crap was Jesus, said God, that healed that man. Here that man's leaping and praising God. And they said, what happened to you? Amen. I'll tell you what, there'll be somebody look in your life and say, what happened to you? Amen. Amen. God bless you for hearing the Word of God. Amen. Appreciate you and love you. Amen. Let's have prayer. Father, thank You for the Word of God. And oh God, oh Lord, help me, God. Oh God, help me, Lord.